and pressing on the upward way, new heights I'm gaining every day, still praying as I'm onward bound, Lord, let my feet on higher ground, Lord, lift me up and let me stand.
It's time once again for It's a Good Life. Please join us as Dr. Lewis Woodard teaches and preaches from the King James Bible. Our prayer for you is that this program will help lift you to higher ground with our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Now, Dr. Woodard.
Well, there's a great important fact today that each of us need to realize that we need the truth. And if you've been saved for any length of time, you know that we need the truth. The truth will set you free. And that's how we got saved, is by the truth of God. God's word led us to the cross of Calvary, led us to a saving knowledge of the Lord Jesus Christ. We trusted him because he told us the truth in his word that you must be born again. Well, I fear that there are so many so-called churches today, Bible-believing churches, quote-unquote, that are not standing for the truth. One person has said, when regard for truth has been broken down or even slightly weakened, all things will remain doubtful. That's the reason people don't know up and down anymore. They don't know right from left. It's because they are not getting the unadulterated word of God. A.W. Tozer said, the unattended garden will soon be overrun with weeds. The heart that fails to cultivate truth and root out error will shortly be a theological wilderness. That means that people who are not hearing and standing on the word of God, they're going to fall for anything. And I'm talking about saved people even, who let people lead and guide them out of the way of truth, out of the word of God, and they start believing different things, other than believing what God has said, thus saith the Lord. Many churches today, so-called churches, are in trouble. Oh, they may have a big crowd, but they're not standing on the truth. Now, I'm not saying that churches who have big crowds are ungodly. Not all of them. There's nothing wrong with having a big crowd, a lot of people, if you're preaching the word of God and people are getting saved. But we need to stand on the truth, and so many churches today are not standing on the word of God, the truth. They're listening to fables, to what man has to say. Well, how do you determine the truth? Well, let's understand something. The Bible does not change with the times. It's constant. It is absolute truth. You cannot improve upon the Bible. It is the truth. 1 Thessalonians chapter 2 and verse 13, it says, for this cause also thank we God without ceasing. Because when ye received the word of God, which ye heard of us, ye received it not as the word of men, but as it is in truth, the word of God, which effectively worketh also in you that believe. We have a responsibility of God that after we get saved, to get into his word and believe what he has said, and not stray from the word. John 1:1 says, in the beginning was the word, and the word was with God, and the word was God. Jesus Christ is the living word of God. When we get into the word and we study the Bible, we are actually studying about Jesus Christ. He's from the beginning to the end. He says in Revelation 22, I am Alpha and Omega, the beginning and the end. Malachi 3:6 says, for I am the Lord, I change not. Therefore, ye sons of Jacob are not consumed. Did you notice the first part of that verse, Malachi 3:6? For I am the Lord, I change not. Man has gotten involved in trying to build God's church when it's God who needs to build his church. That's the reason people are in trouble today. That's the reason we see our world in the condition it is right now. Nobody knows what truth is. Because they're not in the word of God, they're not being taught the word of God. Now, if you belong to a church that is not teaching and preaching and standing upon the word of God, you need to get out of there. If you've been saved And even if you're not saved, you need to get out of there to hear the truth. Thus saith the Lord, that you need to be born again and trust Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Well, notice this. Biblical and spiritual truth is not determined by testing what works and what doesn't. We don't find the truth that way. John 17:17 says, sanctify them through thy truth. And what is truth? Thy word is truth. 1 Peter 4:17, for the time has come that judgment must begin at the house of God. And if it first begin at us, what shall the end of them that obey not the gospel of God? What's going to happen to those people who do not believe the gospel of God? They're going to die and go to hell. It's up to those of us who are saved to get the truth out, to let people know that thus saith the Lord, be ye saved. Trust Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior. That's what he wants us to tell people. Acts chapter 5 and verse 29. Then Peter and the other apostles answered and said, we ought to obey God rather than men. So many people are falling today for the things of man instead of listening to the God that wants to help them through this life and tell them how to go to heaven and then how to live here while we're here, having the testimony to help other individuals know Jesus Christ as Savior. Spiritual and biblical truth is tested by one standard and one standard only. Does it match with what the Bible says or not? 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17 says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God. That means not just part of the Scripture, but all of the Scripture. I use the King James Bible. I believe it is the Word of God. It is God-breathed. The book does not contain the Word of God. It is the Word of God. All Scripture is given by inspiration of God. The Old Testament, the New Testament, 66 books of the Bible is one book. We often say 66 books of the Bible. It's 66 chapters, if you would. They're all tied together. Jesus from the beginning to the end. In the beginning was the Word, the Bible says in John 1:1. He is the Word. 2 Timothy 3:16 again says, all Scripture is given by inspiration of God and is what? Is profitable. It's worth something. Profitable for what? For doctrine. For teaching. For teaching. For letting people know things of God. For reproof. That means the Bible tells us what's wrong in our lives. The Bible tells us that without Jesus Christ, we're going to die and go to hell. The Bible tells us when we cheat someone, it's wrong. When we do something wrong, that it's wrong. For reproof. And notice the next part, for correction. God does not leave us in the dark. He does not tell us something that's wrong in our lives without telling us how to correct it. And I tell you once again that without Jesus Christ, you're going to go to hell. But the way of life is through Jesus Christ. He is the way, the truth, and the life. And no man comes to the Father but by him. That's correction. Letting you and other people know that there's only one way to heaven, and that's through Jesus Christ. The Bible goes on to say in 2 Timothy 3:16, for instruction in righteousness. That's what the Bible does. It gives us instruction in righteousness. It tells us after we get saved how that we're to live and conduct our lives. Not to be saved, but because we are saved. Letting this lost and dying world know that we're saved and that Jesus Christ can save them. Verse 17, 2 Timothy 3, that the man of God, why is all of this done? Why is that first part of what I'm reading here, 2 Timothy 3:16. Why is that? That the man of God may be perfect, thoroughly furnished unto all good works. That means, it doesn't mean that we're without sin. It says that man of God may be perfect. It doesn't mean we're without sin in this old body. That means that we're in the Word of God and we know the Word of God. We're thoroughly furnished unto all good works. How? By the Word of God. James 1:17 says, every good gift and every perfect gift is from above and cometh down from the Father of lights, with whom is no variableness, neither shadow of turning. Well, there's such a thing as building a local church. There's ways of building a local church. There's a right way and there's a wrong way. There's God's way and there's man's way. If we trust worldly methods and ways to build the church, we automatically relinquish the power of the Holy Spirit. John 16, verse 13 says, "Howbeit when he," this is Jesus speaking, "howbeit when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, for whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come." There are people in ungodly places today, and godly places that present themselves of being a local church, Bible-believing church, when they are ungodly. I'm not saying that all people who are there are unsaved. I'm saying those people who are there and staying there, they're not listening to 2 Timothy chapter 3, verses 16 and 17. They're not in the Word of God. They're not being taught by the Word of God. They're being taught the things of the world, and they need to get out of that place where they're at and get into a Bible-believing, Bible-preaching church that stands on the Word of God, that says, "Thus saith the Lord," teaching the truth, not teaching fables. Let me read the verse again, John 16, 13. "Howbeit, when he, the Spirit of truth, has come, he will guide you into all truth. For he shall not speak of himself, but whatsoever he shall hear, that shall he speak, and he will show you things to come." He will show you, the Bible says. I'll use the King James Bible. Some people say, well, it's hard to understand. Let me ask you this. Have you been born again? Do you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? If you know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior, the Bible says he's going to guide you into all truth. I ask people this all the time. Are you in the Bible? Are you studying the Bible? And they say, well, I just can't understand. I'm saying, how much have you read? Well, I haven't read too much. Well, that's the reason you're not understanding it. You've got to get into the Word. Sometimes I ask a person, are you in the Bible? Are you studying? Well, I just can't understand it. Well, have you been born again? Have you trusted Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior? And many times, when I first heard this, it kind of shocked me, because I've asked people that and they say, well, you know, it's hard to understand. And I ask them, have you been born again? They'll say, no, I've never trusted Jesus Christ. And my first thought is, you need to be saved. You need to know Jesus Christ as your Lord and Savior. Lead them to the Lord Jesus Christ. Tell them that Jesus Christ saves, that he is the one who gives eternal life. The Bible says that Jesus Christ came into the world to seek and to save those who were lost. The Bible says that he is the way, the truth, and the life. No man comes to the Father but by me, he says. Jesus Christ is the way and the truth, the life. No man is saved apart from the Lord Jesus Christ. Well, the Spirit of God has come, and he leads people into the truth. And I wonder today, have you trusted him as your Lord and Savior? The Bible says, whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. There are some people who try to tell you that there's only a select few that's going to be saved. There's only just a very few people who are going to go to heaven. That God only chooses a certain amount of people to go to heaven. That is a lie from the pit of hell. The Bible says that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord shall be saved. Now, I don't have to be smart to know what that word whosoever means. That means anybody. If you've never trusted Jesus Christ as your Savior, you can be saved right now by saying, Lord Jesus, I know I'm wrong. Lord, forgive me of my sin and come into my heart. I receive you as my Lord and Savior. Lord, I believe that you died on the cross, you were buried, and you resurrected, and you're alive today. And I receive you as my Lord and Savior because the Bible says so. I believe you. I believe the truth. And I want to be saved right now. Please save me right now. Come into my heart. If you'll pray a prayer like that, God will save you right now by trusting Jesus Christ as Savior.
You have been listening to It's a Good Life with Dr. Lewis Woodard. We trust you have been blessed. More biblical teaching about the Christian life can be found by visiting our websites, lrwm.org or itsagoodliferadio.com. We would love to hear from you today. Our email address is life@lrwm.org. This is Doug Anderson reminding you that it's a good life serving the Lord. May the Lord bless you richly is our prayer.